Hey everybody, we're continuing through 1 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 5 today, and we'll be reading the first 11 verses of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. All right, so let me read this for us to begin. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Yesterday, if you were with us yesterday, you'll remember that we touched on the topic of the Lord's return, often referred to as the day of the Lord. And in some ways, this almost feels a little bit out of order, because yesterday we talked about what would happen once Jesus returns. We'll all join with him and be with him forever. But today's passage talks about when that day is coming. So, you know, you might think it should be the other way around, but regardless, this is what today's passage is about. And so when exactly is that day? Well, Paul tells us that we don't know, only God knows. And Paul seems to have done a good job of teaching the Thessalonian people, Thessalonians, people he only spent about 3 weeks with, because they seem to already know that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, as in nobody will see it coming until it actually happens. Nevertheless, whether as a reminder or a new teaching for some, Paul exhorts the Thessalonians to be awake and warns them of falling asleep. Now, again, if you were with us yesterday, you might remember from yesterday's passage that Paul talks about a people who have fallen asleep to refer to Christians who have died. And so it could be easy to think that this is who Paul is talking about here again. But actually, no, it's maybe a little bit confusing, but he's actually mixing metaphors here a little bit. He's using the same metaphor to talk about two different things. And so, again, a little confusing. And yes, I am right now criticizing Paul for his writing, but this is probably the only kind of criticism that I can give Paul. In today's passage, in 1 Thessalonians 5, the sleeping people that Paul talks about are those who are spiritually asleep. So again, yesterday he was talking about Christians who had passed away, who had died. But today, when he's talking about those who are asleep, he's talking about a spiritual slumber. So these are those who are in spiritual slumber, and he warns against it, because those who are spiritually asleep are unaware and not ready for Jesus' return. And when I think more about this, as I was meditating on this, I can see that this fits really well with what Paul says in verse 3 about those who are saying there is peace and security. Because when we look out into the world, and this applies now and really throughout all time, when we look out into the world, we can very, very easily see that the world is far from peaceful and secure, simply put, due to the presence of sin. Where there is sin, there is corruption, hunger, sickness. There's brokenness on every level. Any sense of peace or security we get in this world is a false sense of peace and security. It's likely a numbing of our senses, a state of drunkenness and stupor that deludes us into thinking peace and security exists. So it's no wonder then that Paul describes these people as those who are asleep and in the dark. They fail to recognize or to see the need for Jesus in their lives and in the world, and also fail to see his coming. And therefore, when the day of the Lord comes, they're not ready and destruction will come upon them. So Paul is warning us of this type of spiritual slumber, and he urges us to be awake and sober. As he says in verse 5, he said, we are children of light. And then in verse 8, we belong to the day. We are followers of Jesus who know the truth. Our eyes have been opened and our minds transformed. And so we're called to be awake and ready for the day of the Lord's return. Now, how do we do this? I want to give two concluding thoughts here. First, we can follow Paul's exhortation to put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Now, the first thing I want to say here is that I love this, because this shows me and every other pastor out there in the world that it's okay to reuse illustrations and sermon points. As many of you might know, Paul uses a very similar metaphor of spiritual armor in Ephesians 6. He just elaborates a lot more in Ephesians 6. But, you know, if Paul does this, if he's reusing illustrations, I feel okay reusing it too. But on a more serious note, one way to stay awake and sober is to put on faith and love and the hope of salvation. Now, he uses this imagery of putting on armor. You don't just put on armor just because. You put it on to be ready to fight against something, or at least to be prepared to fight against it. And so in a similar way, we're to put on, to have faith and love and the hope of salvation. We're to keep these things close and readily available. We're to remember and trust in the love of God and the hope we have in Jesus, so that when attacks come or obstacles pop up, we are ready and will not be overcome because we are already fitted with this armor. The second thing I want to say is that let's encourage and build one another up. We can encourage and build one another up. And it's kind of funny how Paul concludes this section the same way he concluded yesterday's section. He pretty much says the same thing, but regardless, it's a good and very necessary reminder. Just earlier, I talked about those who are spiritually asleep, those who falsely believe in the peace and security of the world, and how destruction will come upon them. Well, the thing is that God actually doesn't want that. You know, you could have read that and thought to yourself, like, oh man, like that sounds really harsh and difficult, but that's not God's desire. It says in verses 9 and 10 that God wants for us to be with him. In verse 9, for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, which again, I think Paul's talking about the dead Christians here again, like yesterday's passage, whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. God desires for all to obtain salvation through Jesus, that all of us, we might live with him. And one way we can be a part of that process and help others to be awake and sober is to encourage one another to stay awake. We can and should make it a regular practice of speaking into each other's lives, of encouraging each other to help each other to wake up spiritually if any one of us has fallen asleep or just kind of started to doze off, metaphorically speaking. We can also, of course, receive from others, allow others to speak into our lives. Maybe there are ways we've been growing stale or kind of just slacking off, slumbering in some kind of way, but we're not aware of it. We need to receive from others. And of course, we can also go out beyond the walls of the church to wake up those who have not yet seen, or maybe have but walked away from the Lord. These are the kinds of things that we can, and as Paul actually says, we should do, encourage and build one another up in this way. So with that, let me just close this out with a time of prayer. Father, as we talked about yesterday, we are eternal beings, and one day you will return. But like we saw today, we don't know when that day is. We don't know when that'll happen, and frankly, we don't really even know exactly like what exactly will happen beyond the fact that we will be in complete union with you. But Lord, even though we may not have all the details, help us to be ready. Help us to be awake and sober, to be prepared, to be vigilant by putting on this armor of love and faith and hope for salvation. Help us also to be ready by encouraging one another to stay awake and alert, that we wouldn't neglect our brothers and sisters around us, but that rather that when we see them maybe struggling to stay alert, that we would help, we would aid with that. Of course, all of this again is out of the hope for salvation, is hope for life with you. And so God, help us to hold on to this tightly and look to you, God. Look to the life that we have now, but the life of fullness that we will have on that day, Lord. God, we thank you again for this word. Thank you for this encouragement today, Lord. I pray these things in Jesus' name.